You will hear a student called Shona giving a presentation on her research report.
First, you have some time to look at questions.
Now listen carefully and answer questions.
I thought you might also be interested in some of the problems I encountered in collecting my data. There were odd cases that threw me. One of the subjects, who I had approached while he was out shopping in town, decided to pull out when it came to the second round. It was a shame, as it was someone who I would like to have interviewed more closely. And one of the first-year students I interviewed wanted reassurance that no names would be traceable from the answers. I was so surprised, because they think nothing of telling you about themselves and their opinions in seminar groups. Then one of the people that I worked with got a bit funny. The questions were quite personal, and one minute he said he'd do it, then the next day he wouldn't. And in the end, he did do it. It's hard not to get angry in that situation, but I tried to keep focused on the overall picture in order to stay calm. The most bizarre case was a telephone interview I did with a teacher at a university in France. He answered all my questions in great detail, but then when I asked how much access he had to dangerous substances, he wouldn't tell me exactly what his work involved. It was a real eye-opener.